The citizenship saga in federal politics seems to be never-ending. It is a story that has dominated the headlines for what is now many weeks. And here with the latest is our brilliant 2SER News Director, Jeff Field. Good morning, Jeff.
What an introduction, Eleanor. I must say, you know, it's the story that keeps on giving. It's a bit like Donald Trump. Just when you thought it, you know, you'd seen everything, another one comes along. This morning I got to work and I hear that Darren Hinch is the latest under a cloud. Now, Mr. Hinch, who calls himself the human headline, very modestly, has become the latest victim of a worsening citizenship saga after admitting he has links to the United States that could potentially disqualify him. Now, those links were back in the 60s and 70s. Darren was a young journalist in New York and he had a Social Security card. Now, if you're laughing about that, he says that Section 44 of the Constitution disqualifies dual nationals and those entitled to the rights and privileges or have been the subject of a foreign power. Now, he says that could put him in that category. He says in a statement to Fairfax Media, he has never held US citizenship, but plans to raise the issue with the Solicitor General and, if necessary, will refer himself to the High Court. So if you ask me off the record, even though I'm on the air with you, I don't really think he has a problem. But another five members of Parliament, including our Deputy Prime Minister, face High Court test in October of their eligibility to serve as MPs. An additional two MPs, including Cabinet Minister Fiona Nash, are set to be referred to court by Parliament next week. Now, the interesting thing is, Eleanor, one of Australia's leading constitutional experts has predicted the Turnbull government is heading for a doomsday scenario in which it might have problems with this, the constitutional problems, and also the postal survey, which could be declared invalid. Now, in a pessimistic address, that's an understatement, to the National Press Club yesterday, the Dean of Law, George Williams, predicted the High Court would take a stern view of the seven MPs facing an eligibility probe because they were citizens of other countries. He also predicted that the same-sex postal ballot, whatever you want to call it, I'm not calling it a plebiscite, could be ruled invalid. Now, that would plunge the Turnbull government into absolute chaos. Are you wondering what Malcolm Turnbull thinks about this?
I think it's quite bizarre because he seemed quite certain that Barnaby Joyce would be found to be legitimate. And I'm kind of like, well, it is constitutional, though. This is It really does depend on the High Court's interpretation, but at the same time, I'm not sure. Maybe they'll take into the past that there have been probably prime ministers who were British citizens.
Probably, so. But it's just the optics, as I heard a political observer saying, don't look good. It's almost like every day something's going wrong. And I was watching Malcolm Turnbull this morning on breakfast television, and the host was sort of goading him, saying, well, another one, Darren Hinch, and he was kind of like joining the joke. He said, well, let Darren join the queue. Ha, 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 ha. So, look, it's going to be interesting just to watch this play out in the courts and then watch it play out politically.
But
maybe we should grab our popcorn.
That really illustrates, though, the fact that there's just, I think almost every party's been affected except the Labor.
Except Labor.
They must have very stringent processes when they're going up for election because, yeah, all the others seem to...
Absolutely. Well, Bill Shorten, of course, has been challenged to show that he is an Australian citizen and all the rest. He says, why should I? You know, and he's got, I think he's got fair grounds to say that because otherwise, you know, what's you are innocent until proven guilty. Mm. But as you say, yes, so far it's been the Coalition, the Greens, and now Darren Hinch. So watch this space.
And Nick Xenophon.
I forgot about him.
Oh,
look, if I hear anything in the next hour, if another one goes under, I'll let you know, Eleanor.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thanks, Eleanor.